The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. Jesus said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So the 12 went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. What we pray and what we do within the context of our prayer expresses our faith and teaches our faith. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, the liturgy that is at the pinnacle of the prayer tradition and customs of our church, should do exactly these things. Express truly and clearly our faith, and at the same time teach our faith. The texts of this Sunday's Mass seem to be especially valuable in helping teach and remind and form and express what we believe as Christian faithful. Let us look at what the prayers that we have already offered and the readings we have just heard offer to us. How often do you consider what God has done for us, for you? From our readings we heard just a moment ago, we hear many valuable truths. We hear that the Lord gives what is good. This is not a surprise, but it is nonetheless very true. The Lord gives what is good. Where the Lord is, there will be peace, steadfast love, faithfulness, righteousness, fruitfulness, life, and growth. If we find those things, we will know God is near. When we do not find these things, we know that God is not in that situation, or that relationship or moment has been burdened by sin. Where God is, there are good things. What does God give to us? God gives good things to us. God has also made known to us the mystery of his will that he set in action through Jesus Christ as a plan to gather up all things in heaven and on earth to himself. Our God made known to us the mystery of his divine will and put it in action through Christ, the Word of God, the eternal Word, incarnate, made manifest, given the name Jesus, so that all things may be gathered up in God. That is his will, and that is what his plan is oriented or pointed towards. We also learn within the text and prayers of this day's Eucharist is that God the Father has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him. And God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual and heavenly blessing. God has chosen us before the foundation of the world. God has planned and desired for us to be before we were, before the creation of the world. That is the duration and the clarity and the breadth of God's plan. God has chosen us. God has desired for us to have life, to be here, to be His children. He has desired this for longer than we can even imagine. And He has offered to us every spiritual blessing through Jesus. We also learn that we have been redeemed through the blood of Christ, that Jesus came to restore us to unity with God. We have been forgiven of our trespasses. We are offered forgiveness according to the grace of God. Because of His goodness and His desire for us, we have been saved and offered forgiveness. We heard this also just a moment ago in our readings. We have been marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit when we heard the gospel, the good news, and the word of truth, the truth of salvation. The Holy Spirit opened our hearts and minds to receive this truth. And through sacrament and grace, we have been marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. God has chosen us and marked us as His own. God the Father has chosen us in Christ. It is Jesus who brings us to the Father. And we have been destined for adoption as God the Father's own children because of His love for us. We are destined for adoption. We have been made children of God through our baptism because God desired this for us. We have been destined to become His children. It has been and is part of God's plan for us. Along with this, we have been offered an inheritance, given something valuable to be treasured and passed on, so that we might live lives for praise of His glory, so that our lives may reflect His goodness. We have been given something, a treasure, an inheritance by God, to keep safe, to value, and to pass on. All of these things are truths expressed by our faith and things to ponder and keep close to our hearts. And all of these true and good things offered to us by God are reflections and parts of God's pledge that all these things are true and they are ours to accept from the Lord's love and graciousness. God has given us His pledge, His promise. He has established with us a covenant that all of these things are good and true and come from Him, and they are ours only because of His love for us. They are available to us. We have the freedom to reject them, but God desires for us to accept them, to desire them, and to claim them as our own. We are called to live our lives in a way that reflects this pledge from God. and to live our lives in a way that communicates these beautiful, amazing, and mysterious truths to the world through the way that we live. And this is the reason why we are called to live differently than the bulk of the world around us. God sheds His light on us and casts this divine brilliance ahead of us to light our path so that we may find and choose and travel along the right path. Because there is a right path. Our faith, our scripture, our prayers indicate that there is a right path to choose in life, just as there is a wrong path. The reality of this truth and the reality of this true and holy path is why we ask God for the light of truth to guard against going astray. We need His help. We need the light of God to be able to recognize where we must go and receive the gifts that we need to pursue that path. We ask God for this light and this realization that we need God's assistance, and at the same time that we are called to join God in His plan for the world. This is reflected in our scriptures today by the acknowledgement of Amos that God has called him out of the fields and away from his flocks to prophesy to his chosen people. Amos represents God's chosen people and represents the truth that we have been given a path to follow. The path proper to Amos was to accept God's call to bring His word to His people. God intended this for Amos, just as God has a particular path for each one of us to walk, so that we may contribute to His glory and contribute to His greater plan. It may be that others will come to know Christ or come to be saved through the way that we live our lives, through our ability to accept the path that God has planned for us to walk. And this is why we prayed at the beginning of this liturgy, the celebration of the Eucharist, that God may reveal His glory to our faces that are turned towards Him. And this is why we prayed that God may give all Christians the grace, the God-given ability to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ and to strive after all, to seek and to choose everything in life that does the name of Christ honor. Our opening prayers, a variety of our prayers within the context of the Mass, are not very long, and they are easy to float over our heads or past us without us having the moment to grab them and to capture them in our heart and in our mind to ponder later. But this is what we prayed together at the start of Mass, that we may be given the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ and to strive after all that does the name of Christ honor. If this is our prayer, then let us, in courage and in dedication, by the grace and gift of the Holy Spirit, let us strive to take nothing with us for our journey of faith and life that is unnecessary, or that holds us back, or weighs us down, so that we may effectively carry the gospel and the grace of Jesus Christ with us, in order to help others to heal and to know Christ, to help others to accept the salvation, peace, hope, and life that flows from our unity with Christ. Let this gathering, this moment of worship, this sacrifice and gift from God, help us to be able to follow Christ in a way that is simple, in a way that is true, in a way that is clear, with courage and dedication and perseverance, following the path given to us by Christ, so that the world may continue to know Him, to learn of Him. Let us continue to be attentive to the form of prayer, what we do, and the words of our prayer in this worship, and live our lives in a way that reflects them. May God help us in this every day. And I encourage you, at some point soon, with the resources that you have, with the tools that you have available, to review the prayers of today's Mass, to review the readings of this Mass, so that the truths expressed within them, the faith expressed within them, may strengthen your faith and may affirm you in your faith and offer to you the grace to help you live out that faith, so that all that we may do may bring honor to the name of Christ.